Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Good morning, everyone. Grab your coffee. It's another beautiful day to smell Democrat desperation in the morning. CNN, of all places, is officially sounding the alarm for the Democrats. Their own data analysts, the very same pro-Democrat pollsters that were telling us for months that Kamala was going to be the next president, are now predicting total and complete doom for the Democrat Party. They just delivered the most devastating analysis of Democrat prospects for a midterm imaginable, and they couldn't spin their way out of it.
The bottom line is this: Democrats are behind their 2006 and 2018 paces when it comes to the generic congressional ballot. What are we talking about here? All right, the Democrats versus the Republicans on the generic congressional ballot, the margins. Look at where we are now. Democrats are ahead, but by just 2 points. Look at where Democrats were already ahead by in 2017. They were behind by 7 points. How about 2005 on the generic congressional ballot? Ahead by 7 points, ahead by 7 points. And now they're only ahead by 2 points. Their lead is less than half of where it was in either 2017 or 2005 in July of those years, the year before the midterm election. Yes, Donald Trump may be unpopular, but Democrats have not come anywhere close to sealing the deal at this particular point.
Yeah, wave looks very different.
Yes.
All right. So as you can see, that was CNN's Harry Enten, their senior data reporter. He just ran the numbers on the 2026 midterms. And what he found was so bad for Democrats, you could literally see the pain in his eyes. Democrats are only ahead by 2 points on the generic congressional ballot. But when you look at that lead, that little margin, in light of the historical context of previous midterms, it's a disaster. In 2017, the year before the massive Democrat wave, when they won 40 plus seats, Democrats were ahead by 7 points at this time. In 2005, when they reclaimed Congress from the Republicans, they again were ahead by 7 points. Right now, their lead is two. But here's where it gets absolutely brutal for the Democrats.
Yes. All right. This is the generic ballot test. This is when you test people in the generic question. Of course, the House races aren't generic. There are 435 of them. What happens when you go race by race?
Well, it's the same idea. Okay, House seat ratings with a GOP president like back in 2005 and, of course, 2017. More net pickup seat chances. Well, last time around, look at that. Democrats were ahead by 33 seats. How about in 2005? Democrats were ahead by 7 seats. What's going on right now? It's actually Republicans Actually, Republicans with more net pickup chances at plus 12, according to the Cook Political Report, when you add in the likelies, the leans, and the toss-up races. So it's not just on the generic ballot where Democrats are behind their 2017 and 2005 pace. It's actually when it comes seat by seat, you see that at least at this particular point, Republicans actually have more net pickup opportunities. This doesn't look anything like those wave elections back in 2006 or 2018.
If it doesn't look-
So according to the Cook Political Report's competitive race rankings, they found something that should terrify Democrat leadership. In 2017, Democrats had a 33-seat advantage in pickup opportunities. In 2005, they had a 7-seat advantage. Right now, Republicans are the ones who actually have a 12-seat advantage. Again, this according to Cook's political report. So what you got to understand here is that our good friend Seth Keschel, the election analyst who had a near 100% prediction record for 2024, he argues that about 85% of House seats are safe. So that amounts to about 366 seats. They're very unlikely to flip. In every midterm election, it all comes down to 15% of House seats, or 69 seats. Right now, as we speak, Democrats currently hold 46 of those 69 flippable seats, meaning they're the ones on the defense. They're the ones who have to win the vast majority of competitive seats just to stay even. That's the massive disadvantage the Democrats are in right now. And again, the key here is right now, as we speak, there's something amazing in the works in Texas and Ohio that's compounding this electoral disaster for the Democrats. We've talked about this in some of our other videos.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Texas and Ohio are already redrawing their congressional maps to solidify their deep red congressional majority. So Texas Republicans are meeting right now to potentially flip 5 more seats, and Ohio is legally required to redraw their map before 2026. And between these two states, the GOP is poised to pick up 7 new solid Republican seats. 7 new seats just in time for the midterms, which will make for an awesome firewall for Mike Johnson in the House. In fact, just those 7 seats alone, with those 7 seats, the Democrats would have to win every single competitive seat just to stay even, just to stay where they are right now. So this redistricting alone could determine who controls America for the next decade. And then on top of that, we've got the massive voter registration advantage for Republicans, which we've been talking about a lot now. Remember, voter registration is the key predictive indicator for how an election is going to turn out. Polls can help gauge sentiments of voters, but voter registration is actually very predictive in terms of who is going to come out to vote and how they're going to vote. So voters who just registered to vote are most likely to be the ones who will come out to vote, and how they registered is very predictive of who they will vote for. You don't register Republican only to turn around a couple months later and vote Democrat. That's very rare. And the Republicans are absolutely crushing it with voter registration all over the country. We talked about this last week. The big one, Pennsylvania, the state that decided the last election. In just 1 month, Republicans registered 5,000 new voters while Democrats lost 3,000. It's an 8,000 vote swing in just 30 days. And if this trend really continues, Pennsylvania is not going to be a swing state by 2028. By the time J.D. assumes the mantle, Pennsylvania will be more akin to Ohio than any other state. But it's not just Pennsylvania. North Carolina saw 3,000 new Republican registrations with 5,000 Democrat losses last month. Nevada gained 1,000 Republicans, lost 2,000 Democrats. And states that weren't even competitive in 2024 shifting red. So New Mexico gained 1,000 Republicans, but lost 1,000 Democrats in a single month. New Jersey, right? They gained 2,000 Republicans while losing 5,000 Democrats last month. So we've got the devastating polling for Democrats. We've got the redistricting, which is giving us 7 new solid Republican seats for the midterms. We've got the voter registration trends all moving in the GOP's direction. And to make things even more devastating for Democrats, we've got the White House taking action on authorizing a mid-decade recensus of the 14 states that were either undercounted or overcounted in the 2020 census. A lot of people don't realize that the 2020 census overcounted blue states and undercounted red states. And the result of that is we basically got robbed. Blue states should have far less representatives and electoral votes, and red states should have far more. So instead of a Republican majority of 220 to the Democrats 215 in the House, which we have now as a result of that botched 2020 census, instead we should be looking at a Republican majority of like 236 to 199. Now it's coming, it's inevitable. We're gonna get a new electoral map in 2030, but the problem here is that that 236 to 199 map is a reality now. So Seth Cashel is recommending that President Trump uses emergency powers to ram through changes to the electoral and representative redistributions for a mid-decade census change. And that means it'll be over for the Democrats. They'll be locked out of both executive and legislative power at the federal level for the foreseeable future. Not a bad way to start your day, huh? Enjoy your coffee. I'll see you in the studio later on for more breaking news and analysis you're not going to get anywhere else. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.